All right, fans, we are ready to get game number two underway. The Oaks from Menlo College are in the house. Stuart Horn and P-Lo with you. P-Lo, my partner for tonight's proceedings. And we will get ready for the national anthem, which is about ready to get going. We'll get the national anthem underway now. For those of you at home, please rise.
Hi, this is head coach Brett Tavani welcoming you to another exciting broadcast of DU basketball with the voice of the Penguins, Stuart Horn.
Oh, yeah, P-Lo, you know I love that intro. All right, folks, we are ready to get this game, the quarterfinals, going right here at the Conlin Center. Yes, there are immediate timeouts. I think so. Oh, man. I don't know what's going on, man. Why people come talk to us about stuff? Hi, oh, wait a minute. I don't need to hear that again. There we go. There's our theme music. Jeez. Why do they come to us, P-Lo? You know, when you got the headphones on, you're at the microphone.
I had no idea what he was even talking about.
Yeah, then these guys come up and they start talking to us about stuff like we're not on the air worldwide. People can be so inconsiderate. Oh, well, the referees. What do you expect out of them? All right, for the visiting Menlo Oaks under head coach Brandon Laird. He's assisted by Matt Davis and John Service. Number 33 is Andrew Young, a 6'6" freshman out of Sacramento. Number 23 is Tim Keyes, returning veteran, 6-footer out of Oakland. Number 15 is Brandon Cochran, a 6'7" senior out of Wake Forest, North Carolina. Chris Cobb is number 10, a 5'8" senior out of Castro Valley. Number 3 is Julian Harris, a 5'10" sophomore out of Fremont. Are we good there?
Yeah, we're good. Everything's good.
All right, for the Penguins under head coach Brett Tavani in his fourth season, assisted by Lee Cretion, Brandon Davis, Jesse Haskins, John Parker, Scott Springhorn, and Jeff Stanley. Number 5 is Adrian Valderrama, a 5'8" senior out of San Jose. Number 12 is Ari Ivintosh, a 6'2" junior out of Weimar. Number 20 is Chris DeMarco, 6'6" senior out of Appleton, Wisconsin. Number 21, Adam Chavez, a 6'5" junior out of Oakland. And number 42 is Ryan Trammell, a 6'5" senior out of Oceanside. Both teams are out on the floor. P-Lo to my right, Stuart Horn with you on radio.dominican.edu. Shout out to those people listening out there who are giving us a hand with the technical issues. You know who you are. Broadcasting worldwide on radio.dominican.edu. From Mumbai to Dubai, from the Yukon to the Euphrates, broadcasting to all corners of the universe and beyond. Here we go, fans. Radio.dominican.edu tipped out. Penguins got it. Penguins moving from our right to left, from the P to the Q on your computer keyboard. Adam Chavez has got the ball. He kicks out to Ari Ivintosh. Ivintosh, 3-ball on the way to open things up. Ari Ivintosh opens the game, P-Lo, with a big-time 3-ball, and that's how the Penguins get things started in this quarterfinal match. It's do or die. Winners advance. Losers go home. And that'll be the end of it. The Penguins come in tonight, seated number 3, 11-5 in conference. Turnaround jumper from about 8 feet is Brandon Cochran. No good. Ball goes the way of the Penguins after it's tipped out of bounds by Cochran, who was trying to get his own rebound after missing it. 3-0 Penguins after Ari Ivintosh opens up tonight's proceedings with a tremendous 3-ball out there at about 22 feet. 19:08 to go, game 2. Penguin women already took care of business. 3-ball, Adrian Valderrama on the way, bounces very high, and the putback in perfect position is Ryan Trammell. After Adrian missed it a little bit deep, ball bounced straight in the air, and with precision like accuracy. Ryan Trammell, the veteran, the senior from Oceanside, Trammell knocks it down. Finger roll, 18-30, 5-0 Penguins. Oaks come in, seated number 6 in the conference. And a big two ball, a big long two ball by the Oaks, and that goes down by Chris Cobb. Out in the corner, 5-2, DU, 18-24 to go. Now the Appleton, Wisconsin native, brings it up, and Ari gives it away. After Chris DeMarco had passed it to Ari, Ivan Tosh mishandled it and gave it up. And there's a big three ball by Brandon Cochran, the 6'7" senior out of Wake Forest. Five up fans, 18 minutes exactly to go. In the first half of this one on radio.dominican.edu. Adam Chavez, quiet so far in the first 2 minutes of play. Chavez has the jersey untucked. Pilo, I'd like to see him get that thing tucked in. Over to the right side is Valderrama. Valderrama gets it up to Adam, three ball on the way straight. Chavez knocks down the tray ball, 8-5. Man, first 2.5 minutes of play, Pilo, there's already been 3 3 balls. That's a lot. 17-25 to go. Penguins on defense is Tim Keyes. Flips it off to the left side to Julian Harris, the 5'10 sophomore, and Harris knocks down a tray ball. 8-7. I guess it was a long deuce.
Yeah, they gave him 2 on that one.
All right, man. It was just in the air for so long. I thought it was 3 for sure. Outside, 3 ball, Adrian. No, he missed it right. Tipped out, Adam. Adam, with the presence of mind as he was falling out of bounds, to bounce it off the knee of Tim Keyes. Great play by Chavez. Adam Chavez, the CalPAC Player of the Year last year, Pilo. I'm sure you knew that. 17:02 to go. 8-7 Penguins on top. Ari will bring it in right under the Penguin hoop. Penguins off to our left. Penguins attacking the southern hoop here at the Conlon Center. He gets it inbounds to DeMarco, who drives the lane. Chris drives in, ends up on his back, and Chris with a charging foul. Menlo will get the ball back after everybody hits the deck. Now DeMarco's jersey is totally untucked. Chavez just had the back of the jersey untucked. DeMarco's is completely out. Street style. 16:59 to go. And now DeMarco tucks it back in, and they're going to get this thing back underway. We're inside of 17 minutes, fans. DU fans on both sides of the house. The place is loaded tonight, Pilo. Quarterfinals of the CalPAC tournament right now. Driving in, slipping a little bit, was Brandon Cochran. Cochran regained his balance. Now he flips it off to his guy, Chris Cobb. This game moving very quickly. Outside, Cobb thinks three ball. On the way, Cobb, yes. Cobb knocks down a big-time tray. It's 10-8. DU trailing. 16.5 to go in the first half, Adrian. Outside, DeMarco. Now DeMarco. Gets it out to Ari, who opened the game with a big three ball. Adam. Adam drives the lane and has it stolen away. Adam wanted to get it outside to Adrian, but held on to it. Adam, with some brilliant handwork, gets the ball back. Ari's got it with the soft jumper on the way. Yes. 2. Man, Ivan Tosh ties the game. 10 apiece. Ari's even either on it or he's way off it this season. Unlike last season, where he was very consistent. Here's a jumper from Tim Keyes from 18. No. Ari comes down with it. Penguins back on offense. Adrian brings it up. Fakes toward the middle. Kick out left side to Adam. Now DeMarco gets it back off to Ari Ivantar. Top of the key. Quick pass. DeMarco on the way. Softly, yes. DeMarco knocks it down. Timeout has been called by Menlo College under head coach Brandon Laird. And this timeout is brought to you by Wells Fargo Bank. Visit a banker today for details on one of the 12 Marin locations on free checking with direct deposit, Pilo. Now, you've probably been to Wells Fargo, Pilo.
Yeah, I have. They're actually they actually hold all my money right now.
Is that all of it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Not that much, but
it must take one or two or maybe even more branches to hold all that dough.
Oh, I wish.
15:29 to go, fans. This timeout brought to you by Pilo's Personal Bank. Wells Fargo. You can find them online. at wellsfargo.com. You know, even if they're not your personal bank, that was an excellent job on the ad. 15:28 to go, fans. Menlo's bringing it up. The clock rolls. Chris Cobb has it, and he has it tipped away by Adrian. Adrian tips it into the hands of Ari, and then Ari bats it over into the Penguin bench, so Menlo's going to get it back. Ari had it for an instant. 15:20 to go. Julian Harris is going to bring it in. He does so to Brandon Cochran, who had the start. Stolen away. Cochran walks with it. Cochran had it tipped away. 15:15 to go. 12:10. In favor of the Penguins. Just one team foul committed so far, and that was by the DUs, as Alistair Flack prepares to enter the game for the first time tonight. Penguins get it down low to Adam. They go back outside, now on the right wing to Ari. Adam, the no look to Ari, three ball on the way. Oh, brother. Ivan Tosh is 3 for 3. 14:50 to go, 15:10. Ivan Tosh has nailed two tray balls right so far, and those they've both been huge. Now a tremendous rejection by Ryan Trammell against Andrew Young. Young could barely get the ball out of his hands. Bringing it up is Ari Ivan Tosh. It's tipped out of bounds by Chris Cobb, and they call it out off of Ari, and there's a media timeout, P-Lo. And this timeout is brought to you by Puentes Taqueria, located in the Montecito Plaza, the best burritos in town. Puentes Taqueria, tacos y burritos. Find them online at puentes.com. That's PUENTEZ.com. Shout out to Bobby, the owner of Puentes Taqueria. I know Bobby's listening tonight. Timeout also brought to you by Gelati Brothers Contractors since 1914. Gelati Brothers in San Rafael, proud supporter of DU Athletics. They build everything in San Rafael, Pilo, as you probably know. If you walk on a sidewalk in San Rafael, if you drive on a freeway or a street, if you ever see running water going anywhere, it's undoubtedly a product of the fine work by Gelati Brothers since 1914. They pretty much built San Rafael. And they're also big supporters of DU Athletics. Also brought to you by the Marin Independent Journal. It's all about Marin. Pilo's reading one right now. Your daily copy, 50 cents. Find them online at marinij.com. That's the end of the media timeout. Stuart Horn, Pilo with you. Pilo is the host of Pilo's Power Hour. Mondays and Wednesdays, what time, Pilo?
From 5 to 6 p.m.
What do you guys talk about?
All your latest breaking news and headline news from all over the world.
Pilo's Power Hour, Mondays and Wednesdays. Check out on the website. We're back underway, fans. Penguins on top by 5, 15-10. Penguins seated number 3, Oaks number 6. There's a soft jumper by Tim Keyes, the veteran. Keyes, a 6-foot junior out of Oakland. 14:12 to go. Penguins by 3 now. Ari's got it. Ivan Tosh has got two tray balls so far. This one's batted into the Oaks bench. The heads-up move by Chris Cobb. Penguins, however, maintain control of the ball. 14:06. DeMarco's got it right side. Off the glass. DeMarco couldn't get it to fall. Gets his own rebound. Back up, and this one does go. And DeMarco knocked it down. Penguins back up by 5. 13:52 to go. Tim Keyes goes right side. 360 spin move against Alistair Flack. Gets right over the top of him. And Flack had no way of blocking that one. Keyes had very good timing and a very large hop over the top of Flack. Oh, Flack was off balance there. Flack was batted into, and the coach was screaming that that should have been called. Valderrama gets it back to DeMarco. DeMarco softs it down low to Ryan. Flack thinking three, down low. Back to Ryan. Ryan's batted. Here's DeMarco. Three ball on the way. Yes. Oh, man. And DeMarco knocks down a big tray. And the Penguins are hot right now, Pilo. I like it. 20-14.
Yeah, they're definitely hot. I don't think they've missed too many three balls yet. If they have it all.
Penguins have come out shooting very nicely, very consistently. not totally out of their game, not freaking out hot, just good. 12:43 to go. Penguins by six. DeMarco lays it up there. Can't get it to go. Comes down and Ryan with one bounce. It hits the line. It's out of bounds. Menlo ball. In for Menlo. Cochran returns as Andrew Young heads back to the bench. Young, a 6'6" freshman out of Jesuit High School in Sacramento. But he's back to the bench. Cochran's back in there, 6'7" senior out of Wake Forest. The Chavis brothers are getting ready to come back in for the Penguins. Ray Chavis has not come in yet tonight. Adam has had a pretty good first few minutes, 12:30 to go. Shout out to Melbourne, Australia, as Alistair Flack is defending Tim Keyes. Keyes is a handful, that's for sure. Brandon Cochran drives the lane. Horseshoe, back out. Who are they going to give it to? They give it back to Menlo. It came out off of Ari Ivintosh. Ivintosh has gone to the low socks, the calf-high black Adidas socks. Of course, Adidas is one of the sponsors here at DU. Ivintosh, the first two seasons of his collegiate career, he wore the super long high hose. The black hose all the way up under the... I mean, they were so high, it was like they were up and under the shorts. But now he's going calf high. Now Adam Chavis is the Penguins' transition to the other end. Chavis goes three ball, missed it, and right into the hands of Ryan Trammell, and Trammell knocks it down. A timeout has been called by Menlo College. Conversely to Ari Ivintosh with the high hose, Chris DeMarco played the first half of the season, Pilo, with no socks on.
Oh, man.
Now explain that. Of course, he's out of Appleton, Wisconsin, so...
Must be something to do over there.
It might be a Wisconsin thing. Shout out to DeMarco's mom listening back in Appleton. I see DeMarco's dad, who commutes out here for all the home games, Pilo. Oh, can you imagine the commitment flying out from Appleton for all the home games?
They might... That's love for their son.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you what, there's not two nicer people in the world than DeMarco's folks. So we're back underway, fans. Shout out to Appleton. 11:45 to go as the clock rolls. Menlo is back on offense. 22-14, the ball's tipped out of bounds. Menlo hangs on to possession. One team foul committed so far. Pilo in the first 8 minutes and 20 seconds of the first half. Of course, we'll have the halftime extravaganza as usual. Uh-oh. Quick up and under. Oh, man, and a massive rejection as Adam Chavis gets a hand in there on a one-on-one play and blocks it out, and no whistle. Penguins by eight? I cannot believe what I just saw, fans. And now Ryan Trammell with a big rebound. Oh, man, the shot went up by Chris Cobb. Adam Chavis came in at the last instant and blocked him so heavily it was all ball. Ray Chavis has re-entered the game. Alistair Flack's got it off the glass. Flack gets fouled now. Flack got hacked under the hoop. 22-14, 11:05 to go. Getting ready to re-enter the game now is Tim Keyes.
That was an amazing block right there.
Wasn't that incredible? Well, that's Chavis. He's the CalPAC Player of the Year last year. And that's one reason why. Yeah. That's defense.
He got beat back door and was able to recover. He recovered with authority, that's for sure. Came out against the glass.
Yeah, he did. He was so high, his elbow hit the glass.
Yep.
Alistair Flack to the line. He misses the first one. He goes back to the line. Flack on the way. And he cans the second one, so he was able to refocus and knock it down. 11 minutes exactly, fans. Penguins by nine against the number six seed, Oaks from Menlo College. Driving the hoop now is Brandon Cochran. He can't get it to fall. DeMarco with the rebound. Ray Chavis has it left side. All day throws it away. He was trying to hit DeMarco. I think DeMarco thought that Ray was going to go three ball since all day Ray Chavis is a three ball expert.
Are we good?
Yeah, I think we're good.
Well, how do you know? A one, a two, a one, two, three,
so Ray then threw it away. Menlo works it down to the other end. And then...
Traveling.
Boy, one of them... Okay, I thought one of them stepped out of bounds. All right, we're back underway, fans. 10-16 to go. See if I can regroup. 23-14. Alistair's got it off to our left. Penguins on offense. Ray Chavez, three ball on the way. Missed it short and a little right. And the foul is called off ball against Brandon Cochran. I lied. It was against Andrew Young. Cochran stands in there at 6'7", Young at 6'6". I mixed them up. 10:04 to go. The clock rolls. Penguins are back on offense. Second team foul committed by the Oaks. 9:57 to go. Here's Alistair. He picks up a screen from Ryan. He drives left side. Black goes in with a massive rejection by Andrew Young. Young batted that thing, P-Low, all the way out to the parking lot. But that's what you got. You got Young at 6'6". Little old Alistair Flack, he's a six-footer. That's debatable. Maybe 5'11", maybe 5'10". Flack has great hops, though, and tremendous athlete. But it's hard to jump over a guy who's 6'6". And he was not able to do that. And that was a nice little back-to-back 720 by one of the Oaks. Couldn't get it to fall, but the putback by Logan Schaffner. Schaffner's a freshman, a six-footer out of Burlingame, and he was able to put it back. 9-16, 23-16 DU. Penguins have committed one team foul as the ball rolls out of bounds. Came off the foot of Schaffner. And there's a media timeout for you, P-Lo. P-Lo, why don't you... You see the media information?
Yeah.
Why don't you give it a try?
Well, this game is being brought to you by the Bank of Marin, proud sponsor of Dominican Athletics. Bank of Marin, where Stu over here does his banking. Because unlike me, he has money, and he needs money to stay somewhere safe. So he uses Bank of Marin. This game's pretty interesting right now. DU's playing pretty solid so far, up 23-16. They're shooting pretty well, so hopefully that continues.
All right, P-Lo, good job. Now, fans, you also might want to check on the website for a lot of our student programming, our tremendous student programming, which is on the air 5 days a week. For Saturdays and Sundays, we're completely devoted to Indian unsigned artists right here at radio.dominican.edu. 9 years on the air, broadcasting live from Dominican University of California. Stuart Hornet, P-Lo, your play-by-play announcers for tonight's proceedings. What a great night to be here. Menlo College in the house. End of the timeout has come. 9:11 to go. 23-16 Penguins. The winner of tonight's game goes on in the tournament. We are in the quarterfinals. Winner of tonight's game moves on to play on Friday. And the Penguins bring it inbounds. And Chris DeMarco finds Adrian Valderrama scooting under the hoop. And Valderrama knocks it down. 8:52 to go. 25-16. Schaffner's got it now for the Oaks. He drives baseline right side against Ryan Trammell. Trammell backing up. Could not do anything against Schaffner. Schaffner got a great hop on it. With 8.5 to go. Schaffner knocks down the deuce. Penguins by 7. 8:25. Adrian's got it over to the left wing. Down low, Chris. High bounce pass. And the hammer slam by Ryan Trammell. Trammell with a two-handed jam. Ha ha ha. Oh, man, that was a beauty, wasn't it, Pila?
Oh, yeah, that was a nice little baseline pass right there to Tramiel and slammed it home.
A great pass, and Tramiel with tremendous hand control. 8 minutes exactly, fans. Penguins are back up by 9. That's a nice margin. If you're a Penguin fan, shout out to the Menlo fans listening worldwide. I know there are a lot of them listening tonight, and we are happy to have you here with us. Listening worldwide. Schaffner drives the lane, kicks out to Tim Keyes. Keyes goes up and ends up on his back. Fouls against Adam Chavis. Second team foul. 7:48 to go, fans, and Tim Keyes will go to the line. Keyes has always been tough on the Penguins, a 6-foot junior out of Oakland. Came out of Bishop O'Dowd High School. Keyes with a very wide open stance. That is his right foot. Right-handed players, Keyes. His right foot touches the line just to the right of center on the free throw line. His left foot way back, 6 or 7 inches back. As Brandon Cochran heads back to the bench, replaced by Nick McCuller. McCuller, 6'5", sophomore out of Lawndale, California. Keyes on the line for his second one. This one is good. It rattles home. 27-20 DU. 7:45 to go. And Adrian Valderrama brings the ball up for the Penguins. He gets into the hands of Chris DeMarco, who's on the right wing. Now over to Ryan. Some inconsequential ball working as the Penguins don't really have any way to get in. As Adam goes in, Chavis lowers the left shoulder and picks up a charging foul. That's his second foul in the past. Oh, they call it a travel. Well, that's lucky for Chavis and lucky for the Penguins, because you don't want Chavis picking up another foul so quickly. There's still a lot of game to go. We are still in the first half, man. 7:15 to go.
Outside three ball on the way, Julian Harris,
and that falls. Harris out there on the right wing, Pilo, the 5'10" sophomore out of Fremont, knocks it down.
That was a very nice shot right there from three-point land. Someone needs to get out on that.
6:55 to go. Penguins by 4 now. DeMarco's got it. He gets it back off to Adam. Adam drives the lane.
Good move right there.
Good two-stomper as Adam did a 90-degree spin on a dime move and gets it to fall. 6:38 to go. Penguins by 6. Phil Havlicek getting ready to enter the game for the first time tonight. Driving the baseline from up and under is Nick McCuller. I think you're right. He stepped right on the line. 6.5 to go, fans. Penguins by 6. Still stuck on 2 team fouls for both squads. And so, seems like both teams are playing pretty aggressively, but you wouldn't know it by the number of fouls that have been called.
The refs are letting them play today.
Yeah, good call. Here's Havlicek, who's come in. Havlicek gets it over to Adam, works it back up to Ryan. Ryan gets his own rebound. Oh, what a play by Tramiel to haul that thing in. Tramiel being guarded very closely by Nick McCuller. McCuller's very athletic. So Adam has it, almost ripped away, gets it over to Ari Ivantosh. Now Havlicek. Adam off the baseline. Adam off the glass. Adam gets it to fall. 31-23, 5:50 to go, fans, in the first half. Don't forget the halftime extravaganza with all the stats, or at least a bunch of them, at halftime. Pilo and I will be bringing that to you. 5:40 to go. The clock rolls. Penguins now on defense. Brandon Cochran's got it. He drives in against Ryan, and he walks with it. Tramiel was not going to let him get away with anything there, Pilo.
That was very good defense right there. Stayed back, had his hands up, got the travel call for him.
5:26 to go, fans. We're back underway, 31-23. Adrian's got it, low bounce pass in the right corner to Havlicek. Havlicek gets stuck right in the chin by Julian Harris, stuck an elbow in there. Havlicek just hung in there. Julian Harris, I think, was it Was it Harris, Pilo, or did you catch it?
I think it was Harris.
Ray Chavez has come in place of his brother Adam. Adam back to the bench. Inbounds to Ryan between the circles. Ryan now goes back down low to Ari. Ari goes to the corner to Adrian, left side. Adrian drifts back to the top of the key. Now they got too many Penguins at the top. Everybody's going to reset Ray. Ray to Ari. Right wing, jumper 18 feet short. Rebound, Tim Keyes. Keyes hands it off to the point guard, Chris Cobb, the 5'8 senior. Cobb out of Castro Valley in the East Bay. He's going to bring it up. He's against Adrian. Left-handed toss back up top. McCuller goes right side Harris. Harris thinks about it. Harris wants to shoot it, but he's got Ari in his face. Ivan Tosh isn't going to let it move. 4:40 to go. 31-23 DU in the quarterfinals of the CalPAC Conference Tournament. This is the championship tournament, fans. You lose, you go home. Three ball on the way by Tim Keyes. No. Taken down by Havlicek. It ends up in the Penguin bench, and they give the ball back to the Penguins. The Dews will take that. Oh, it was a foul.
Yeah, foul on number 15.
Brandon Cochran picks it up, a 6'7" senior. Timeout has been called. A media timeout. And that means it's time you'll hear from my partner, Pilo.
This game has been brought to you by Bon Appetit, the official sponsor for the cafeteria right here at Dominican University, and for the Penguins basketball team. I don't know if you've tried the Bon Appetit. I mean, it's pretty good, but I go to the cafeteria every day and I try to get something new every day. So they do a real good job of keeping a good variety. It's a pretty good game we got going on so far. It's 31-23. The DU's up right now by 8. They just got to keep exposing the Menlo's small guards. If they keep doing that, then I think they'll be able to run away with this one. They keep shooting well, keep exposing the big men. They'll be all right. They're playing solid right now.
All right, fans, pretty exciting. The Penguins, a pretty exciting night of Penguin basketball. Penguin women took care of business already. In fact, Coach Bria Rhodes just walked right in front of the broadcasting area, 31-23. Bria Rhodes is, of course, one of the assistant coaches under head coach Brianna Chambers. And Penguin women did a fine job tonight eliminating the Pioneer women out of Cal State East Bay. And the Penguin women continue on to the semis. That'll be Friday. They play at 1 o'clock. The game will not be broadcast. However, should either or both Penguin teams advance beyond Friday, this is assuming the men win tonight. Of course, we're not even at halftime yet, so I'm kind of getting ahead of myself. The point is, the finals will be Saturday night. And should either team or both teams make it that far, we will be broadcasting that game or games live from Cal State East Bay.
That was a great play set up right there. Just a terrible pass by Adrian Valderrama. But, you know, that was a great play. Great thought.
Adrian Valderrama was trying to get the alley-oop to work. And there was a lot of alley. But it was more like an alley-oops. He overthrew Ryan Trammell by 8 feet. And that's not easy to do. So you think maybe he got a little bit excited. It ended up way up at the grandstands. We're inside of 4 minutes in the first half, fans. 31-23. DU on top. A long two ball by Logan Schaffner, the 6-foot freshman. Schaffner knocks down the deuce. Way out there. Man, I thought it was a three ball. 31-25. Now Ari Ivantosh throws it away, intended for Adrian Valderrama, but it's stolen by Chris Cobb. Cobb brings it up. Three ball Cobb on the way straight away. Yes. And that's gigantic as Coach Tavani calls a timeout. Tavani does not like what he's looking at, Pilo.
Oh, man. I wouldn't be happy either. Logan Schaffner is just going to work right now on DU. He's got probably at least 6 to 8 points right now in the first half. And, I mean, if someone could guard him, this would be pretty much a blowout, but no one's been able to guard him so far. And that big-time three-pointer by 5'8" Chris Cobb, he's really directing traffic for the Menlo Oaks right now. So, I mean, unless DU starts stepping up the defense, they're going to be looking at a pretty close game the rest of the way.
31-28, fans. It's getting close all of a sudden. Stuart Horn Pilo, radio.dominican.edu, the official radio station here at Dominican University of California, bringing you quarterfinal action in the CalPAC, California Pacific Conference Championship Tournament. Inbounds from Adrian Valderrama to Ryan Trammell. 180 spin move. Close range. Trammell, softy. Missed it. A little bit short. Rebound Oaks. McCullers got it. He hands it off to Cobb. Cobb with that big three-pointer a second ago. Back over to McCullers. Now left side. Oaks working the wheel. 13 on the shot clock. Ryan climbs up the back of Tim Keyes. Keyes ends up on his stomach, lying on the floor.
Lost the ball out of bounds.
And you're right, it went out of bounds off of Keyes. Penguins will get it back. Re-entering the game is Adam Chavez in place of Adrian Valderrama. Now Alistair Flack is in there with Ray Chavez and Phil Havlicek. And Ryan Trammell has seen a ton of minutes so far tonight. Of course, Adam Chavez has mentioned he's in there. Chavez with the jumper, left side. Chavez softly. Chavez 15-footer is good, 33-28.
It's a great shot right there by Chavez.
That was nice. He just leaned back and buckled. Stolen by Havlicek. Oh. Havlicek all alone. Havlicek lays it in. Havlicek for two.
Not too often you see a big man strip a point guard.
Yeah, good call, and how that's exactly what he did. He just reached right in, snagged it, picked it up, regained his balance, and took it the distance all alone. There were three Penguins down there and no Oaks anywhere near it. Ray Chavez got in the way of Schaffner. Schaffner on the way, and I think Chavez with the foul. And the foul is called against Havlicek. Wait a minute. All right, they do call it against Havlicek. I thought it was against Raymond.
Schaffner and Cobb are single-handedly keeping this team in it right now. Especially Schaffner. They haven't been able to stop him all night. Cobb's been running the team real well.
And just as my partner Pilo mentions, Schaffner's doing it all. He just nails one from the line, and he'll get to go back to the line and do it again. 1:49 to go, 35-29. Penguins on top, Schaffner back to the line. Schaffner has a very neutral stance. Yeah. Both toes on the line. He powers that one home. 35-30. Here's Alistair. Flack is dribbling very high. That makes me nervous because he's going to get called one of these days. Now Flack between the lines. He goes right. He goes left.
Yep.
And he charges into Schaffner. No, the foul's against Schaffner, who drifted along and didn't allow Alistair Flack to move past. That's a 15 foul, and we only have a minute and a half to go. It was sort of inconsequential. 5-point advantage DU. Penguins have committed three. A buck and a half to go. The clock rolls. Here's the jumper by Alistair Flack, and Flack falling sideways, pulls up and buckles, nails the long deuce, 37-30. Man, oh man, Pilo, was that a shot?
Yeah, that was a nice looking shot right there.
1:11 to go, fans.
Oh,
and
defense.
Adam Chavez with a rejection that goes out of bounds on the intended pass by Tim Keyes. Keyes usually pretty sure-handed.
Chavez showed some quick hands right there, getting his hands in the lane.
1:09 to go. 37-30. So Chavez now right in front of Keyes, as Keyes brings it in right in front of Pilo. 37-30. Julian Harris has got it. He goes over to the left side.
Oh.
Here's Cobb with a jumper after a nice pass, taken down by Ray Chavez. Ray Chavez gets it off to Alistair Flack, who throws it the distance. Stepping out of bounds was Chris Cobb. Boy, did you catch that, Pilo? As Cobb fell out of bounds, he tried to power it off the chest of Ryan Trammell, who was standing close to the end line, and Trammell caught it from a foot away.
Yeah.
Well, that's great hands by Trammell. Here's the inbounds by Havlicek, and he can't get it to fall. Havlicek was right on top of the hoop. Sometimes those are the toughest ones to make. You know, the closest ones, the easiest, seemingly easiest bucket there is, are the toughest ones to make sometimes. Sometimes you just have too good a look at it. Here's a big, long air ball by Julian Harris. He ends up falling down. Left, right, left. Here's the layup by Ray Chavez. Penguins work it down there perfectly. Textbook style. 19 seconds in the first half to go. Penguins by 9, fans. 15. Bringing it up is Menlo, 12. Across the middle, slowly, Cobb, 9. Cobb now has got Alistair on him, 6. They want to get the last shot, 4. Cobb drives the lane, 3. 2.9 seconds to go. A foul has been called against Adam Chavez. Chavez with the blocking foul. That was unnecessary, 2 seconds to go. Although he may have saved the 2 points for a moment. Souza gets ready to enter the game for the Penguins. There's only 2.9 seconds to go in the first half, Pelo, 39-30 DU. So while Adam may have saved the 2 points for the moment, Cobb will go to the line if he makes them both. The only thing that ends up coming out of it is Adam is one foul closer to fouling out of the game. And that's something the coach does not want to see as Cobb fires the first one. Good. And Souza does enter the game for the last 3 seconds of the first half in place of Adam Chavez. Get Chavez out of there. He does something silly. We don't want to ring Chavez up with another foul. Coming down the stretch, the Penguins are going to need him. Something terrible on the way. Cobb in and out. Tipped out. Clock rolls. 1 second. Falls to the backcourt. End of the first half has come. 39-31. Penguins had a pretty good showing in the first half there, Pelo. Your impression, sir?
Oh, yeah. I think they played real solid right there. Menlo didn't do too well guarding the ball at all or playing defense. But, I mean, not taking anything away from DU. DU played real good, played real solid. Adam Chavez played good. Brian Schmel played solid. If they play like that in the second half, this should be a 15-point game in the second half.
39-31, fans. Pelo and I will be back in about 8 minutes with the halftime extravaganza. For now, we invite you to hang out. Listen to our featured artist tonight, Amanda Carrill, coming to you live worldwide on radio.dominican.edu. Pelo and I will be back with the second half in its entirety right here on radio.dominican.edu. Fans, we are back with some of the halftime stats for you now. Stuart Horn and Pelo getting ready to bring you the second half of this game. And the Penguin men are ahead in this matchup against the Oaks from Menlo College, 39-31 in the first half. Penguins shot 61%, 17 for 28 indoors, 67%. Beyond the three-point line, Pelo, it's not too bad.
Not at all.
While the Oaks shot 48%, 11 for 23 indoors, and matched them at 68% outside. Both teams 4 for 6 in the three-point department.
68% for both teams in the three? That means no defense is being played.
Worthy of note. Looks like for the Oaks, Julian Harris is 2 for 3 indoors, 1 for 2 outside with a rebound. Chris Cobb, 3 for 5 indoors, 2 for 3 outside. And he had one rebound. Brandon Cochran, 2 for 5, 1 for 1 outside. Tim Keyes, who got a lot of airtime in the first half, was 2 for 5. He didn't try anything outdoors. But he was 2 for 2 from the line, which is always sort of a nice thing. Logan Schaffner, who was kind of like Pelo's player the first half for the Oaks. Schaffner impress Pelo quite a bit. 2 for 3 outside with 2 free throws made, 2 attempts. Chris DeMarco for the Penguins was 3 for 5 inside, 1 for 1 outdoors. Adam Chavis, 4 for 5. Chavis, a nice first half with 1 3-pointer. Ryan Tremella, 3 for 5 outside. He had 3 rebounds. Adrian Valderrama was 1 for 3 outside. It says over 2. Oh, sorry, 1 for 3 indoors. 0 for 2 outside. Not sure that's accurate. Ari, though, 2 for 2 on the 3-point land and 3 for 4 indoors. So that's what I like to see at Ari Ivintosh. Ivintosh also had 2 rebounds and had 14-plus minutes. That's pretty good work for the Penguins. 39-31 fans in the first half. 33 seconds to go in the second, until the second half of this thing gets underway. Now remember, fans, should the Penguins... The Penguins women have already won their quarterfinal match. That was earlier this evening. And they advance to the semifinals, which will be Friday. That will not be broadcast, nor will the Penguin men's semifinal games, should the Penguin men hold on to this game. However, if either or both teams advance to the finals, that'll be at 5 and 7 o'clock on Saturday night. We will be bringing you those games. So please keep an eye on the website for that. Second half action is now underway. 39-31. DU. Menlo's got the ball. Menlo attacking the Southern Hoop. And you're listening to radio.dominican.edu. Penguins by 8. Menlo working the ball. Back and forth. Chris Cobb's got it. He drives in. At the last second, he kicks it off to Andrew Young, the 6'6" freshman out of SACTO. Young converts. 39-33. DU fans, it's a blackout night here. So everybody's wearing black. The entire grandstands are full of everybody wearing black. The Penguins go for a long two ball. Adrian Valderrama can't get it to fall. Penguins now on defense. 19-10 to go. It's a 6-point game. 39-33. Here goes a soft jumper by Tim Keyes. And a timeout has been called by head coach Brett Tavani. If you'd like to IM us, fans, you can do so right here on the AOL Instant Messenger. Our screen name is DUC Radio. No spaces, no caps, no nothing. Just DUC Radio. And it goes right to Pelo. Pelo, do you have some IMs you'd like to bring to our attention during this timeout?
Just want to give a little shout-out to Jet Jackson. We know he's out there listening at work. You know, Jet Jackson's part of the All-Pro Sports Show. Him and Mr. Jock do their thing every Monday, Wednesday on from 1 to 2. They're pretty knowledgeable about sports.
Oh, you're not kidding. In fact, Jet Jackson's my normal partner. But Jet had to work tonight. And Pelo, you fitting in absolutely beautifully. Jet is my normal partner, my color man here for DU Athletics. He's been with me all season long, and he's been a tremendous addition to the radio broadcast squad. Although, Pelo, you are doing a great job tonight.
You know, just trying to fill in the shoes. Pretty big shoes to fill.
You got that right. Jet Jackson knows his stuff. So shout out to Jet. All right, fans. And hopefully Jet will be with me if the Penguins make it to the finals out there at East Bay. I'm counting on you, Jet. 18:50 to go, fans. Clock rolls. Here's DeMarco. DeMarco now with the ball over the head. Uh-oh, DeMarco ends up on the floor. DeMarco ended up on the floor with Cobb. Cobb was trying to call a timeout. Foul is called against Andrew Young off ball. Well, the Penguins will take that. I thought it was going to be a... I thought the foul was going to be called against the Penguins, or at least a jump ball was going to go against the Penguins. The Hughes get it back. They'll have it on the short end. 18-42, 39-35. The Hughes will have it. 18-42. Ari's got it on the short side. Oh, man, he has nowhere to put it. Ari's got to get do something with it. Oh, he gets it in the 5 seconds allotted. They get it back at the top of the key now. Adams got it between the circles. Right side, Adrian. He drifts back over to the middle. Penguin fans are starting to come unglued. Menlo fans are demanding defense. Soft jumper from Ari. Very deep. Stripped away by Adam Chavis. A great save there by Chavis. 18-20. Chavis now kick out to Adrian. Over to the left side. Here's Ari. Softly to Adam. Gets it down low. Ari thinking three ball. Doesn't do anything with it. 18 on the shot clock. Pilo is directing traffic.
You need to get the ball to Chavis. He has a mismatch. Kicks it out to Ari.
And Ari Ivintosh nails a three ball on the left wing. 42-35. You were right. Chavis was wide open.
He had the little guy on him. Kicked it out. Ari hit three.
42-35, fans, after Ivintosh knocks down the three. Now a soft, methodical two ball. Left baseline by Tim Keyes. 17:35 to go. Feel free to IM us on the AOL Instant Messenger if you like. Keep it clean. They go straight to Pilo. Here's Adam with his soft jumper, top of the key, deep. Taken down by Brandon Cochran.
Ooh, that's tough ball.
Cochran hits the deck, and Tavani's freaking out. Tavani hates the call. It's a foul called against Ryan Trammell. Tavani has not come out onto the court, but he's really screaming at the referee.
That was a tough call right there. That was more of a flop. He got the rebound, just kind of ran into Ryan Trammell, and then fell down. Expected the call.
Some fouls are inadvertent. Coach is smiling, though, so he's all right. 42-37. 17-10. Keyes has got it between the circles. Over to the left side now. Julian Harris has got it. 360 spin move. Harris converts. Harris at 5'10. Converted over three Penguins. Over Ari Ivintosh. Over Ryan Trammell. And over Adam Chavis. I don't know how he did that.
Andy,
that was unbelievable.
And he banked it in.
You're right. That's the only way he can get the angle. 16-43. 42-39. Softly. Indoors. DeMarco getting triple teamed. Ryan down low. Ryan, oh, he gets it off to Adam. Adam gets hit in the eye. Adam's right eye got nailed. Chavis is all right, though. 16-30 to go. 42-39, fans. 16 and a half and a whistle. Penguins are going to have it on the short side. They get it inbounds. DeMarco fakes left, goes right, has it tipped out of his hand by Cochran. Penguins will get it back.
I think he's going to the line for two right there.
You're right. Foul is against Cochran. He didn't just tip it out. He fouled him on the way.
That was a nice little inbounds play right there. Line, get out there in a lineup in a straight line formation. Little pick-to-picker action.
On the way, Chris DeMarco. Swish. .43-39. DeMarco goes back to the line on the way. He misses this one by 8 miles, maybe more. That was so deep. It's not like DeMarco. Man, DeMarco has been a tremendous addition to the team this year, though. Man, do I hate to see him go. I mean, he is a bona fide great Penguin. Long three ball goes off by Cobb. Cobb knocks it down. 43-42. Getting ready to re-enter the game is Nick McCuller. Now the Penguins on offense. Ori has it. It rested on the rim for an instant, but it wouldn't fall. Down with it, Harris. Harris sets up the screen off to Logan. Check, that's Cobb. Cobb over to the right side. Oh, DeMarco had it stolen away for a second. Now it's in the air, free ball. Adrian's got it. Left side, Ari. Foot fake, Ivintosh travels with it. McCullough re-enters after Ari Ivantosh gets wrapped up with the defender. It goes out of bounds, but not before he walked. Pilo.
That was a very tough call right there. Ari went to the rack, and he got hammered, but I guess he got the travel call right before he got fouled.
Ray Chavis re-enters in place of Ryan Tremell.
This is turning into a nail biter right here.
Ryan Tremell at 6'5", Ray Chavis, the six-footer. So you're giving up a little height here. See what the coach has in mind. He does have Ari, Adam, and DeMarco out there. And the hot hand, Chris Cobb, gets the inbounds, works it left wing, three ball, Penguins trail, 45-43. 15:05 to go. Pilo's hating it. Here's Ray. Ray drives in, loses it. Adam off the glass. No! That's two in a row. Chavis gives up. The ball goes out of bounds. No, it's a foul. Foul is called against Chris DeMarco. And the timeout comes, and the Penguins are on a bad streak. All of a sudden, two missed easy ones by Adam Chavis and a couple of, well, otherwise you might call them terrible calls. Terrible if you're a Penguins fan. I don't know that they were terrible calls as far as the referees were concerned, P-Lo. What do you think?
I don't know about those calls, but one thing I do know is the Penguins need to do something different right away, ASAP. Because right now they're totally in disarray. They got nothing going for them offensively and defensively. No one seems to stop Chris Cobb. Chris Cobb, six straight points right now. He's the reason that the Menlo Oaks are actually in the lead right now. But offensively, they need to start getting the ball to Adam Chavis. He's got the mismatch all night with Tim Keyes guarding him. Tim Keyes, he can't be any taller than six foot, and Adam Chavis is 6'5". So I mean, that should be a mismatch all day. So I mean, we'll see what their plan is right here in the media timeout. But right now, Dominican DU down by 2 points. What a change just in the past couple of minutes. DU was up six just a couple minutes ago. Now they're down two.
Penguins are up by eight at the half.
Oh, man.
Now it's...
So that's a 10-2 run almost.
It's a 10-point turnaround, and that's not good. Not if you're a DU fan. It's very good if you're a Menlo fan. 45-43, we're back on away fans. 14:45 to go in the second half of this one. Ball thrown away by Nick McCullough, the 6'5" sophomore out of Londo. Yeah, I think... Well, he threw it right into the hands of Dr. Fink, the president of the university. Dr. Fink's there in the third row and went right at him.
Yeah, I don't think he's playing tonight.
No, he's not suited up. Ari's got it now after a low bounce pass from Adam. Outside Adrian. Jumps up. Adrian with the scissor legs. No. Taken down by Schaffner with a rebound. 14:23 to go. Transition. Cobb has to cool off, or the Penguins don't have a chance. Cobb's making everything he's looking at, as you mentioned, Pilo. Driving in now is Tim Keyes. Keyes throws it out into the parking lot, and they give it back to the Penguins. That's two terrible passes by the Oaks.
Yeah, Keyes just got stuck there. He went to the corner, got double-teamed, then had nowhere to go with it. But Cobb's coming out of the game right now. Get a couple minutes rest, but Cobb's been really destroying DU tonight. He's playing great basketball.
You know, he's just got a smooth stroke, and he's zeroed in on that 3-point. Out there on the left wing, Cobb is deadly.
Yeah, definitely. And not only that, he's getting everybody else open. He's really running the show like Steve Nash does for the Suns.
Good call. 14 minutes to go exactly, fans. Penguins are on offense now, attacking the Northern Hoop here at the Conlon Center, Dominican University of California. 45-43, 13:50. Pilo mentioned this thing's coming right down to it. It's going to be a nail biter. Penguins working it. They get it down low. Ryan's got it. Low bounce pass, Alistair. Air ball. Adams got it off the glass. Oh, it won't fall. It's a loose ball. Tipped out. Alistair's got it. Uh-oh, it goes behind the back. Schaffner's got it. Schaffner goes up against Alistair, slams into him, converts the deuce. 47-43.
That's a tough play right there. That's a hustle play right there for Menlo. Oh, wow.
Driving in Ray Trammell now.
Charging.
Trammell gets the charge.
No, it was actually on Chavez. Ray Chavez.
You're absolutely right. It was Raymond who had the ball, came in from the left side. Charged in. The defender had come set. 13-18, 47-43. DU.
All the momentum's going Menlo's way.
47-43. DU trailing. And you're right, with 13-18 to go. The only good news about that is there's plenty of time for the Mo to change. Doesn't seem like the Penguin fans are as into it as the Menlo fans. I mean, there's a ton of Menlo fans in the house tonight. And there's got to be over 500 people here right now. Guaranteed. I mean, the DU side is pretty loaded. And the Menlos have really brought a crowd. 47-43, we're back underway. 12:51 to go. Driving in from the right side is Cochran. Cochran goes up, loose ball. Gets his own rebound. Schaffner back up with it off the glass. Schaffner, no, it wasn't. It was Julian Harris who just chucked up a Hail Mary pillow. And it went down from under the hoop, upside down.
Yeah,
I mean, he was looking backward at the hoop.
That was a tough reverse layup right there he made.
Gets it up there to Chris DeMarco, and DeMarco with the feed from Alistair Flack, and it goes. 12:22 to go. 49-45. Schaffner's got it now across the insignia in the middle of the house. Penguins trailing by four now, leading by eight at halftime. Back and forth. Penguins are on defense. DeMarco covering Cochran. Cochran gets a shot off over DeMarco anyway. And the Menlo fans are freaking out, and they have every right to be. 51-45, 11:50 to go.
This game's getting real physical right now. The refs are really letting them play.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Only three team fouls committed by
the
Oaks. And Adam Chavez drives in baseline left side, sends Tim Keys flying. And the foul is called against Chavez. And I think that's his third. Let me check. That's the third on Chavez. Timeout has been called now by Tavani. And the place is totally wild, Pilo. 51-45.
No, I don't know if I agree with that call right there by the referee. Chavez was backing himself in, and Keys just, yeah, I mean, he didn't even have his feet set. He just took the charge, flopped a little bit. And the referees bit in. I don't know, maybe it's just this momentum swing that Menlo has. They're up six right now. I mean, Dominican's really got to start doing something. I think they need to get Chavez the ball in the post, but they need to clear everybody else out, let Chavez go to work. You got a man five inches shorter than him. Clearly, DU needs to do something different, because right now they're struggling to score points.
Nothing's really fallen for the Penguins all of a sudden as well. You know, it really has been a momentum change back and forth. And with 11:39 to go, I just can't imagine that this Chris Cobb is going to be able to keep raining the threes against the DUs the rest of the way. I mean, it seems like Tavani's going to have to make an adjustment to get Cobb out of his rhythm, right? I mean, that's part of good defense is don't allow the offender to get a good rhythm going.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, Chris Cobb's been killing them all night. Not only that, but these hustle plays. Menlo's been definitely out-hustling Dominican all night with the loose balls. They've been just, you know, getting all the loose balls everywhere. They've been diving on the floor. Dominican's really got to step it up right now.
All right, we're back underway, fans. 11.5 to go, 51-45. DU trailing. DU trailing. Brandon Cochran's got the ball. He gets it out right side. Tim Keys. Off to Schaffner. Ball goes out of bounds. They give it back to Menlo. Schaffner bounced it off the foot of Ryan Trammell. DU fans are in the house, several hundred strong. But the Menlo fans are just, they're more boisterous. They're more into it. And that first half, oh man. And Chris DeMarco ends up rolling over his shoulder, falling backward, rolling over his shoulder as Cochran sent him flying.
He took the charge right there, but once again, I don't know if I agree with these charge calls that the referees are calling. A lot of the guys, I mean, in this case, they favored DU right there, but, I mean, these referees are calling some questionable charges.
14 fouls committed by the Penguins, 3 committed by the Oaks, and if you can call it, momentum stop. Now, I mean, it's hard to say that picking up a foul is a big momentum changer, but anything.
Yeah, anything.
Anything right now in the Penguins, going the Penguins' way is better than nothing. Alistair Flagg gets one off on a low bounce pass to Ryan Tremell. They wave off the whistle. The foul is called prior to the throw against... I'm trying to figure it out. It was on...
I think it was number one, Logan Schaffner. I think he was pretty much... Oh, no, it was 31.
Was
31.
Mike Stone.
Oh, big play right there.
And
Alistair Flack.
Okay.
Alistair Flack went...
We got a new overhead announcer. I couldn't even understand what he said. So Al goes to the line. Picks up the deuce, and he'll get to go to the line for the free throw.
Chance for the three-point play right here. Took it to the rack, got the and one.
51-47, 10:51 to go. Flack on the line, open stance on the way, yes. Penguins creeping back. Things got ugly there for a minute. Now bringing it up is Cobb. Cobb gets it left side. McCuller moves it around. Tim Keyes, good ball control. Softly, Keyes up and in. Keyes knocks one down with Adam Chavis climbing up his back. 53-48. 10.5 to go. Penguins must win tonight to advance. Penguins.
Oh man,
and a soft jumper buckling by Alistair Flack on the right baseline. Flack pulled up, nails it. 53-50.
Hit that little rainbow jumper right there from the baseline.
That was a high, majestic arc on that one.
That's a great call right there.
Schaffner, with the big arm, sends Ryan Tremell flying. The Penguins will take that one. 10:02 to go, fans. 53-50. Penguins will get the ball back, and that's the most important part of the whole thing. 16 fouls committed by the Oaks, so much more aggressive in the second half by the Oaks, Pilo.
Yeah, definitely.
Penguins would like to get them into the double bonus as soon as possible. We're inside of 10 minutes, fourth quarter action, fans. Ari's got it right side, Ray. Ray with a nice bounce pass down low to Chris DeMarco, and there's a two ball by DeMarco right off the baseline, left side, and the Penguin fans are freaking out, and the Penguin fans are loving it, and the Penguins are only down by one, Pilo.
Yeah, that was a great spin move right there to the middle with left hand finish right there by Chris DeMarco. DU is really bringing it back right now, only down a point. Momentum starting to swing a little bit. So, a big game right here. Winner goes on to the next round. Loser goes home. So hopefully DU could be on the winning end tonight. Trying to make this comeback right now. Menlo's playing them tough, right? Playing them tough the whole night. Chris Todd's been killing them the whole night. Logan Schaffner's been killing them. Julian Harris. But for DU, Adam Chavis is playing very well. Ryan Tremell's playing very good. And lately, Alistair Flack has been coming up big for him. A couple of big shots that he just hit. Chris DeMarco with a nice left-hand layup in the middle of the lane.
All right, fans, that's the end of the timeout. Good analysis there, Pilo. 53-52, fans. Penguins trail by one. Penguins are on defense as Tim Keyes drifts out to the right side. Oh, man, Alistair Flack almost got a hand on it. Flack is playing some very impressive defense here in the second half. Good hit, ball work there by Julian Harris. They get it back outside, 11 on the shot clock. Key drives the lane. Key goes 360 up against Ari. Key can't get it to fall. Ivan Tosh with the rebound. Shot clock resets. Oh, Ivan Tosh fell down. Key's jumped right over the top of him. All day Ray on the way. Holy shit!
Seven! Knocks down the three ball. 55-53. All day, Ray. Pounds home a tray ball from the right wing. And, man, that is vintage Chavis right there, Pilo.
That was a great shot right there by Ray Chavis with the step-back three-pointer. Pump fake, got his man in the air, then hit him with the step-back rainbow three-pointer by Ray Chavis.
And now with a media timeout, here is my partner, Pilo.
This game is being sponsored by Pedigree Pet Store and Grooming. 19 years of experience. Pretty much, ladies and gentlemen, if you need to take your pet to go get a haircut, take them to Pedigree Pet Store and Grooming right here on 1924th Street in San Rafael, California. They have all kinds of haircuts, and you receive a $10 gift card with a haircut or a $5 gift card with a bath. Also, Miracle Mile Veterinary Hospital right here, also at the same place. With at Pedigree Pet Store.
Wait a minute, they're under the same roof?
Yeah, I didn't know that, but I guess they are.
All right.
Full service veterinary hospital, acupuncturist. If I were a dog, I'd love to go here. Acupuncture, Chinese traditional veterinary medicine. Oh man.
Is it limited to animals only or what? Because it does sound pretty good.
I mean, I don't know. I think so.
Sounds like a day spa.
Yeah, it does. And they have multiple languages: Cantonese, Japanese, Spanish. I don't know what kind of multiple language dogs there are, but...
Do they speak English?
Yeah, I'm pretty right. sure they do.
All right, we'll take that. All right, fans, we're back underway. Penguins back on top. After all day, Ray Chavis cans a big three ball in front of a loaded house at the Conlin Center. Dominican University of California. Stuart Horn and Pilo. Cobb on the way for three. Oh, Cobb missed one. Pilo.
Yeah, that was a big miss right there.
He missed it to the right. And down with it was Chris DeMarco, 8:40 to go. We're coming down to the wire. Ari's got it. Outside now, Alistair Flack has it, thinking three ball. Flack wants to fire, doesn't do it. Ari on the way, three. Missed it way right. Rebound by McCuller. Hauls it in, hands it off to Cobb. Cobb flips it backward now to Harris as they cross the timeline. The drifter, Harris, tie game. 55 up, 8:15 to go. A great shot by Harris there as he drifted across the key right about the free throw line and knocked it home. 8:06 to go, Penguin ball. 24 on the shot clock, all day on the way. No, Ray Chavis in and out as it just horseshoed. He was a little off balance there. Bringing it up now is Harris after the rebound by Menlo. 25 on the shot clock, Cobb. Left side, Harris. Harris has got all day on it. Over to the right now is McCullough. He drifts in. Oh, he almost had to get away from him as DeMarco had a hand on it. McCullough drives in. He kick out. Cobb left side. On the way, Keys three ball. Oh, he missed it. A little bit short. Down with it, Alistair Flack. Adam Chavis gets ready to re-enter the game. 55 up. 7.5 to go. Up with it all day. Three ball, no. The Penguins are firing those threes. Penguins might want to try a little something different. I mean, usually Ray Chavis is dead on, and he did just hit the big one to put the Penguins up by two, but that was only momentarily. With a little bit of patience, Penguins could have worked that shot clock. Far be it from me, though, to second-guess the coach. Shot on goal now, goes up by McCullough. No, down with it, DeMarco. DeMarco brings it off to Alistair. They get it down low now to Ryan. Thinking, now Ryan's got it off the baseline. Ryan throws it up, nothing. Cobb. Rebound, 6:45 to go. 55 apiece. Menlo's bringing the ball up. Penguins on defense. Penguins defending the southern hoop off to our left. Here's a soft jumper from long range by Harris. No. Ryan Trammell pulls it down. Penguins now on offense. Moving from our left to right. Penguins attacking that northern hoop. Game tied, fans. 6:15 to go. Left side, Alistair. Soft jumper. Flack, no. And a whistle. And they call the whistle against DeMarco. DeMarco. No? Oh, it's on Nick McCuller. The foul was committed against the Penguins, not by the Penguins. And that gives Tavani an opportunity to bring in some fresh legs.
Adam returns. Ryan stays in. Chris DeMarco will go to the line after he was fouled by McCuller. Also re-entering the game is Adrian Valderrama. This one's missed. Man, oh man, and that's the bane of Jet Jackson's basketball existence. You miss the freebies, and he hates it. If Jet were here right now, I can almost hear him yelling from his office right now at work. He hates that so much. 55 up as the freebie is missed. Now the Penguins work the defense. Julian Harris gets a perfect feed on the low bounce pass. Left side layup, good for two. 57-55, 5:42 to go. I get a feeling that Pelo doesn't like the missed freebies either. And now Chris DeMarco knocks home a big two ball off the window. Very high glass move. 5.5 to go. Cobb bringing it up. Game tied 57 all. The 5-11 Oaks are seeded 6 in the conference coming into the tournament. Penguins seeded number 3 at 11-5. Here's a long three ball by Cobb. Air ball. And that was an air ball by Cobb. And Cobb wants a foul. And no foul called. And no touch. And no tip. And no rim. And nothing but air. And the Penguin fans are not being very nice about it. As that tends to happen in collegiate hoops. 57 up fans. We're coming up on 5 minutes. Adams got it. Right wing. Chavis goes top of the key. 20 on the shot clock. Driving in is Alistair. He walks with it. Nope, he was shoved by Schaffner. I think it was on Schaffner, and in fact it was. No? They called it against Chris Kahn. Pardon me. Media timeout. And you know when it comes time for a media timeout, that means I like to hand things over to my partner, Pelo. And here he is, fans.
This game's being brought to you by Classic Billiards. If you like to play pool or just want to throw a team party, birthday party, corporate event, or you just want to buy some pool equipment, go to Classic Billiards right here on 1300 4th Street, San Rafael. This game's a nail biter right here. 4 minutes, 54 seconds left to go. 57 all. I think a big role that's going to play within these last 5 minutes of the game is the 18 fouls that Menlo has against them. You know, any time that they commit a foul for the rest of the way, Dominican's going to the line. So, you know, it's going to be important to hit these front-end one-and-ones right here. DeMarco missed that front-end of the last one-and-one, costing 2 points right there. So, you know, that's going to be a big part, shooting free throws the rest of the way.
You're absolutely right. If you're going to miss one, if you've got to miss one, miss the second one.
Yeah, you don't want to miss the front end.
57 all, fans. 4:54 to go. Stuart Horn, Pelo, radio.dominican.edu. Penguin women already took care of business earlier. They advanced to the semis. They'll play Friday. That game will not be aired. But keep an eye on the website for the results of that semifinal game. The Penguin men can win tonight. They will go to the semifinals. That will also be Friday. So it's going to be a good week to keep an eye on the old radio.dominican.edu website. Alistair Flatt goes to the line, and on the front end, he does miss it. And it's taken down by McCuller. 4:46 to go. The clock rolls. Schaffner between the circles against Adam Chavis. Gets around Chavis. Pump fake. Gets it off. Missed. Alistair. Check it. Adrian pulls it up. 4.5 to go. This one's coming down to it. 4:28 to go. 57 up. 18 fouls committed by the Oaks. Still plenty of time. The Penguins can work them into the DB. 14 fouls committed by the Penguins with 14 on the shot clock. DeMarco's got it. Top of the key. Hands it off. Three ball. Alistair on the way. Missed it way right, but Adam Chavis comes down with it. And Adam Chavis with the putback. And that's gigantic, as every shot at this point is. 4 minutes exactly, fans. 59-57. Chavis. Masterful play there. Chavis came in over the top of Schaffner. Schaffner missed the shot, but Adam hacked him. And he didn't need to do it. And that's his fourth. And that's not good, because Chavis could have some overtime play to consider as well. So that's Schaffner to the line. The bigger story is that's four on Chavis. And Tavani can't live without Chavis at this point. Not with the game this close. Oh, brother, Schaffner misses the first one, and Adam gets yanked. Ari in his place. Alistair to the bench. All day, Ray Chavis in his place. And unfortunately for the coach, he's going to have to conserve Adam Chavis. It's not the time you want to conserve the CalPAC Player of the Year. Second one's good, fans. Penguins by one. Penguin ball. 3:50 to go. 59-58. Adrian Valderrama now gets it off to Chris. DeMarco flings it back off to Adrian on the right side. Valderrama thinks three ball. Hits Ari at the top of the key. Low bounce pass Ryan. Ryan trying to work it in. Three ball Ari on the way. Ivan Tosh, no, it was a two ball. I thought it was three, Pilo. I was giving him three, but the referees didn't. And it's too bad, but my decision doesn't matter. 61-58. However, fans, I am happy to report it. Ivan Tosh knocked down another one. He's having just a beautiful night. Penguins by three. We're coming up on 3 minutes exactly. Driving the lane now is Cochran. Cochran steps back out, gets it off to Cobb, who had a tremendous first part of the second half. Cobb goes back outside. Schaffner drives in around Adam. Slams in to Ryan. Ryan's lying on the floor. Ryan throws it back out to Adrian. No whistle. 2:45. Penguin ball. Penguins have got the lead by three. Oh, no. And Adrian throws it away. And they give it back to the Penguins. Pilo, it comes off the foot of Brandon Cochran.
That was a tough pass right there by Adrian Valderrama. It would have been a good pass if it had gone through, but, you know, you never want to make that risky pass right there with this late in the game.
Short side. Penguins have it. Ray to bring it in. He's only got five seconds. He has to call a timeout. He had nowhere to bring the ball in. Right under the hoop. And Ray had nowhere to put it. Are you ready to do one more? Here's a timeout with my partner, P. Lowe.
This game is being brought to you by Bobby's Cafe. They serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and free appetizers if the Penguins score 75 or more points. I don't think that's going to happen this game, but, you know, maybe future games.
Wait a minute. What about overtime?
I mean, if there's overtime, then yeah. Yeah, you can have a free appetizer. But they serve fish and chips, Philly cheesesteak, burgers, onion rings. Matter of fact, I think I'm going to go there after this game. It's located on 1617 4th Street.
Yeah, it's right on the corner of 4th and G.
Yeah, sounds like a pretty good place.
Oh, Bobby's great. Great spot.
Been there a bunch of times. 2:43. Now the Penguins have it on the short side. Inbounds DeMarco. Under the hoop, DeMarco's fouled. Oh, man, DeMarco really hit the deck. Ryan Tremell helps him up. And on the inbounds, they got it to DeMarco. DeMarco, the most physical player in the CalPAC. I've seen every player in the CalPAC. And I'm going to give DeMarco most physical player honors, if not top three as far as dominant players in the CalPAC. DeMarco is so good on both sides of the ball. And he absolutely has a way of throwing other teams out of their rhythm. 2:41 to go, fans. DeMarco on the line, on the way. Yes. DeMarco swish. Penguins by four. And re-entering the game for Menlo as Nick McCullough and Julian Harris. So with the Penguins with a four-point advantage, 2:41 to go, an eternity left. No one's comfortable, that's for sure. On the way, DeMarco knocks down another one. Shout out to Patty. Patty DeMarco's mom listening in Appleton, Wisconsin. 2:30 to go, fans. I'll tell you what, she gets an A-plus for raising basketball players. I don't know if DeMarco has any siblings, but if he was... Oh, no, and now the foul is just on the quick inbounds. Andrew Young gets the ball and is immediately fouled on the inbounds, and they call it against DeMarco, I think. We'll see what goes up on the board. Yep, it's called against DeMarco, and that's his third with 2:21 to go, fans. Andrew Young on the line. Oh, brother. Young almost airballed it from the line. He missed it by a mile, but he got a little bit of the rim. And that's about all I can say about that shot, Pilo. I mean, he really missed that free throw.
Yeah, he was looking like Shaq out there shooting free throws.
Now this one goes perfectly. So Young was able to get it back together, throw in an absolutely perfect second free throw. That first one, I don't know if it slipped or what. 2:13 to go, fans. 63-59. Penguins and the Oaks. It's a good rivalry. Goes back a long way. Oaks always bring it. Right side now is Valderrama. The low bounce pass down low to Ryan. Soft jumper.
Oh,
Ryan Tramiel, the sky hook! And Ryan Tramiel left-handed. Oh, man, that was Julius Irving-esque. 1:45 to go. Oh, what a sky hook. Cobb's got it. Cobb indoors. What? I thought they were going to call the travel, and a timeout has been called by head coach Brandon Laird. And another timeout means a little more from my partner, Pilo.
This game's being sponsored by the Broken Drum Brewery and Wood Grill right here on 1132 4th Street. San Rafael, California. 10% discount for all Dominican students with valid student ID. So everyone go check that Brewing Wiggler out, the Broken Drum. This game's going down to the wire right here. 6-point game, Menlo's possession. If Menlo could get a three, or if they could just get a bucket, you know, that'd be a big time right now. Minute 39 left. There's plenty of game left.
All right, fans, we're bringing it to you. 1 minute and 39 seconds to go. Chris Cobb's got it on the inbounds. They've got it on the short side. He gets it into Keys. Keys gets it back outside to Harris. Three ball. Uh-oh. Harris knocks down. No, it's just two. I thought it was three, but it was just a big long two from about 18 feet. 65-61. A buck and a half to go. DeMarco brings it up. Kick out to Ryan on the right side at the last instant. 24 on the shot clock. Adrian's got it. Valderrama has Harris on him. He hands it off to Ari. Right side. Alistair drives in. Alistair kick out over to Ryan. Penguins are just eating some of the clock. We're coming up on 1 minute. Alistair drives in left side off the glass. Oh, Alistair Flagg gets it to fall. Alistair Flagg with a masterful layup. Drives in from the right side on the baseline. Gets it to fall. Seconds to go. Penguins by six. Penguins must win to advance. Loser goes home, and the season is over. 48 seconds to go. Here's the long jumper by Harris. In and out.
Oh,
what? And Ryan had it, and Tramiel gave it away. Cobb ran up and swiped it away from Ryan. Ryan pulled down the rebound after the missed three ball. Cobb was right there, yanked it away from him, dropped the two ball, and picked up the and one opportunity. And Cobb will go to the line. Oh, man, Cobb has been a Penguin killer all night. After the missed long ball, Ryan Tramiel had hauled in the rebound, which could have iced it. Alistair Flack back to the bench, and all day Ray Chavis will come in on the floor for Tavani. DeMarco, Adam Chavis, Ray Chavis, Ryan Tramiel, and Adrian Valderrama. Cobb on the line. Penguins need to box out on the way. He missed it. Taken down by Ryan. Cobb comes over his back. 35 seconds. All alone in the backcourt is Adam Chavis and a whistle. Oh, man. 34 seconds to go, and that was a gigantic missed free throw, Pilo. That takes it to a two-possession game as opposed to, had that shot gone down, a one-possession game.
Yeah,
Penguins are not comfortable, but that's a huge miss on the part of Kopp, who's been so good for the Oaks all night, 34 seconds to go.
Yeah, that was a big-time miss right there. Could have closed the gap to 3 points. Now they're down four, 30 seconds left. 34 seconds left, I'm sorry. So let's see what DU has going on out of this timeout. I'm sure they want to get all their free throw shooters in right now, because they can expect a foul by Menlo right now.
So we're going to find out who Tavani's going to send out there, and Adam Chavis, along with Ray and Ari and Adrian and Chris DeMarco, are out on the floor, 34.8 seconds to go. He has 5 seconds to bring it in. Inbounds to Ray. Ray has Cobb on him. Ray flips it back off to DeMarco. They get it back up to Adam. Clock rolls 28 seconds. Adam Chavis is out on the left side. Adam Chavis is fouled, and Adam will go to the line. And of the five guys on the floor right now, Chavis is your weakest free throw shooter. And I would not doubt that Coach Laird said as soon as Chavis gets it, throw him around, get him to the line. It's our only chance, 25.2 seconds to go. On the way, Adam. Good. And that was a beautiful shot. 68-63, Adam Chavis, ladies and gentlemen, the CalPAC Player of the Year last season. Ari comes out, Ryan back in. Adam will go back to the line. Penguins by five. Chavis gets some encouragement from his teammates. On the way, Adam. Oh, and this one is missed. Clock rolls 23 seconds across the middle. And a timeout has been called by Coach Brandon Laird for the Oaks from Menlo. So we're in the quarterfinals, fans. Winner of this game goes on. The highly anticipated CalPAC Conference Tournament, the California Pacific Conference Tournament, is underway. Penguin women won their matchup earlier, and that was gigantic. A great win over Cal State University East Bay for Coach Brianna Chambers and the ladies. And head coach Brett Savani is trying to bring home another one for the DUs with 23.1 seconds to go. Stuart Horn, P. Lowe, your broadcasters for tonight's proceeding. 68-63, DUs committed 17 fouls, 10 plus committed by the Oaks. 23 seconds to go. It's funny, P. Lowe, how that double bonus comes into play.
Yes,
in these
does.
Tight ones.
Yeah. Free throws always make the difference in the game.
Boy, you listen to Jet Jackson, he'd agree with you. That's one thing you can't get through a game without Jet lamenting over free throws, and he's right, as you are, sir. All right, here we go, fans. 23.1 seconds. 68-63, right in front of the broadcasting area is Brandon Cochran, the 6'7" senior. He gets it inbounds, the clock rolls. Inbounds to Keys. Keys goes left side. He's fouled by Adam Chavis, and it goes out of bounds. Chavis helps him up. Chavis with a massive rejection. No foul. Chavis just got the hand in there and smacked it into the parking lot. 68-63 with 18.6 seconds. The good news for the Penguins there is they burned off 8 seconds of clock. 7.5 seconds to be exact. 68-63, 18.6 seconds. Tavani's right in front of us calling out the play. He's got 18 seconds with which to work. Cobb's got the ball. Cobb's going to bring it in. Cobb's got 5 seconds to do it. He throws it way to the back, 18. The clock rolls into the backcourt. It goes out off Ari Ivantosh. And they give the ball back to the Penguins. It went out off of Alistair Flatt, got a hand on it, and then it went out off of Cochran. The Penguins are going to get it, P. Lowe.
That was a big time play right there.
With 15 seconds, great work by Alistair Flack. Ball's inbounds. Adams got it. Ray on the way. It's good, but they wave it off. 14 seconds to go. Penguins by five. Foul is committed. Foul's committed against Adam Chavis, who will go back to the line. Chris Cobb committed the foul, the 5'8 senior. Adam Chavis, the CalPAC Player of the Year, will go to the line. On the way, yes. Penguins by six with 14 seconds to go. All the Penguin fans are up on their feet. After a pretty rough start to the night, Pilo, the first half, Penguins seem in pretty good shape. They immediately coughed up their lead and a lot more coming out of the clubhouse. Adam on the way. Yes. So Chavis takes the team up by seven. 13 seconds to go. Keys has got it. No fouls. 10. Keys left side. Cobb three ball on the way. Missed it deep. 7 seconds. Ryan. 5 seconds. Adrian. Over to Alistair. Three. Flack on the way. One. 1.1 seconds as Alistair Flack buries the two ball. 1.1 seconds to go, fans. And they bring it in, and that ends in Pilo. You saw your first two games, Pilo. Hey, I think you might be good luck, but your first two games as a color analyst, and you brought us home a couple of wins, bro. Good job.
Those are two great games that I just got to witness.
Nice to have you be a part of both of them, too. 72-63, your final, fans. Check the website. Both teams have advanced to the semis. Keep an eye on the website. If either team makes it to the finals, we're going to be there at Cal State University East Bay. And we will be broadcasting the games live. Keep an eye on the website, radio.dominican.edu. This broadcast has been brought to you by the Communications Department here at Dominican University of California, where our head coach is Melba Beals. For Pilo.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. I'll be back.
All right, and for Jet Jackson, my normal partner, is my color guy, Pilo, sitting in for Jet tonight, did a fabulous job. Stuart Horn signing off, inviting you to hang out and listen to more Indian Unsigned right here on radio.dominican.edu.